And we will further our coverage in the next hour. And now to the other big story tonight. Unemployment benefits helping millions of American families stay afloat during the pandemic are set to expire at midnight tonight. Two programs that expanded jobless benefits are scheduled to end if President Trump doesn't sign Congress's massive end-of-the-year COVID-19 relief and spending bill. He's digging in his heels, saying it's not enough for struggling Americans. In a tweet earlier today, the president repeating his call to increase stimulus checks to $2,000 from the, quote, measly $600 in the relief bill, and also taking aim at what he calls pork in the $1.4 trillion government spending bill. House Republicans rejected the idea of an increase during a rare Christmas Eve session. The bill, which had won sweeping approval in the House and Senate this week, also provides an extra $300 per week in unemployment benefits. After spending time with the president at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted that the president is more determined than ever. President-elect Joe Biden calling on the president to sign the bill, saying in a statement, quote, delay means more small businesses won't survive this dark winter. And, quote, Americans face further delays in getting the direct payments they deserve as quickly as possible. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal also weighed in, saying, quote, failure to avert this benefits cliff would be devastating for struggling workers and their families. There is another growing concern, an eviction moratorium set to expire at the end of the month. The relief bill would extend that moratorium until at least the end of January. And joining us now to talk more about the day-to-day impact of this stimulus stalemate is Mark Hamrick. He is the Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Economic Analyst for Bankrate.com. Thank you for making the time for us tonight.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
So how many people will be affected if the special unemployment does not extend past tonight?
Well, directly, 14 million Americans are set to lose their unemployment benefits that were created under the CARES Act earlier this year. But I would argue the entire country stands to lose if this measure is not signed into law, because economists believe that, for the most part, this is what stands between the risk of another downturn in the first quarter or keeping the economy above water.
So what happened to compromise here? Both Democrats and Republicans obviously have complained that the legislation isn't what they wanted, but at least it's a little bit of relief for Americans who are desperate right now when it comes to the art of the deal and negotiating in Congress. Isn't it expected that the final outcome won't be exactly what one side wants?
Seldom do we have remarkably elegant solutions coming out of Washington, D.C., not far from where I live, but something is better than nothing, and nothing is unacceptable. And to have 14 million Americans essentially not know how they're going to pay bills as of tomorrow, I would argue, is unacceptable. It's unacceptable to allow the economy to potentially crater again in the coming 3 months, when we know that the vaccines are the solution not only to the health crisis, but to a healthier economy. We're so close, and to allow this to happen now is just another bit of heartbreak in a heartbreaking year.
Yeah, and we talk about the people waiting for unemployment benefits and families, but this will trickle down to all facets of the economy, right? What are some of the other parts of the economy this would affect that we don't often think about, maybe right off the top of our heads?
Well, essentially, first of all, think about the fact that we have those 14 million Americans who are going to lose their benefits. But those who still have benefits would get the additional $300 a week. In the extended benefits, that goes on through early March. There's the evictions moratorium. That goes away. So there's a lot at stake here. There was to have been also more funding for the distribution of the vaccines. We all need that. There is extended food stamp benefits. We've seen the lines all across the country of millions of Americans who are at risk of losing access to the meals that they need to put on their table.
So the president wants these checks going to Americans to be bigger. He's also complained about the pork in the bill. It's true that every big piece of legislation like this has pork in it, but does the president have a point that Americans are in dire need right now, and that $600 may not cut it, and that maybe we shouldn't be channeling money into Pakistan and having Dalai Lama be a part of this bill, education about fuel containers, et cetera?
Well, the president was missing in action then when the Congress passed the budget that he submitted to them. It was his Treasury Secretary who basically came up with the idea of the $600 rather than the $2,000 the president now says he wanted. So where was the president when his Treasury Secretary was negotiating this? It's a little like Lucy and Charlie Brown with the football. The football's out there ready to be kicked. All the president needs to do is sign it. Unfortunately, he's taking the football away. He's taking checks away from Americans. And really, this is going to be the difference between people being able to put food on the table to stay in their homes or not.
So let's end with a little piece of practical advice. In your experience, what's the best way to address the possibility of losing your benefits with your creditors?
Well, first of all, you need to make sure that you're not going to lose your benefits, or if you think you are, this is the time to basically be all hands on deck, have an idea about what your budget is, and then make sure that you're in touch with your creditors. If you're going to perhaps miss a rent payment or a mortgage payment, do not go AWOL. Communicate aggressively in a helpful way, but to let people know you're struggling, because you are not alone, and we'll hope that this aid bill does get signed.
Mr. Hamrick, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.